On a Friday night of boys basketball action from the First Federal Holiday Showcase, the Highland Hawks would defeat the Eagles of Warren JFK by a score of 50-35. Back and forth we would go in period number one. Two ties, two lead changes later, we would be tied at 13 after one stop. Highland would take a 27-24 lead in at halftime, but it would be the Highland defense that would tell the story of this ball game as they would come out and outscore JFK 13-1 in period number three to take a 40-25 lead before getting that 50-35 victory. On the night for Highland, they would be paced by Nick Wickton. He would pour in 22 points on the night as he would go 4 of 10 from downtown. He would go 5 of 8 from the floor to give him his total of 22. Alex Miller contributed 9 points for the Hawks as he would go 2 of 6 from behind the arc, 1 of 4 from the floor, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Logan Hershberger would contribute 1 point for Highland. Sam Wingard would have 2. He would be our threat and ink player of the game, an outstanding defensive effort by Sam Wingard. Ashton Strock would have 4 points in the night. C.J. Yoder would have 3, and Caleb Yoder would have 6 points to round out the scoring for Highland. On the night for Warren JFK, they would have 2 players in double figures. Henry Phillips would have 11 points, held well below his season average of 18. And Nick Ryan would contribute 11 points as well, as they would hold him below his season average of 27. Other scorers for JFK on the night would be Dom Ryan with 3, LaMarcus Provitt with 3 points, and Matt Wagner with 7 points for JFK. Highland runs their record to 6-0 on the year. JFK will fall to 5-2. Highland will be back in action Saturday night as they'll take on the University School in the nightcap from the First Federal Holiday Showcase. You can catch that right here on WKLM. One more time tonight, Highland beats JFK by a score of 50-35. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Troy Fritz.